whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Joining you on air tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Mark is, by the way, not feeling so good, so I told him he should probably stay home.
It takes a lot for Mark not to show up, too.
I mean, really does.
If he says he's not feeling well, I'm tempted to go check on him, you know?
Really, I mean, he said that he's feeling the worst he's felt in memory, I guess. He's real bad off. So anyway, best wishes to him. And we are here to take your phone calls, as always. 800-259-9231. For those of you just tuning in, last hour we kicked off the hour and then followed up later on with more detail on this Guantanamo situation. The over 700 leaked secret files coming out of WikiLeaks, funneling them to various news agencies around the world, including the UK's Guardian. There's actually an interesting piece over, I think it's Slate.com, where Glenn Greenwald has kind of revealed the different ways that the media has covered this story. So if you look at international media, and of course anybody that's familiar with international media versus domestic media, they know what to predict here. But for those of you that aren't aware, the way the international media covers this tends to be very critical of the U.S. federal government. However, the domestic media is trying to sideline it as much as they possibly can. They're covering it, but covering it from a perspective that isn't quite as critical, I guess, towards the U.S. federal government. So we're turning to the international media to get the story here tonight on the 759 Guantanamo files classified as secret that cover almost every inmate since the camp was opened in 2002. Revealing all kinds of information, like some of the people that they were torturing over there included an 89-year-old Afghan villager suffering from senile dementia, someone you were expected to believe that is an Al-Qaeda terrorist, a 14-year-old boy who'd been an innocent kidnap victim. Some of the reasons that they use to, they go into the detail on what signs they look for to tell them that this person could be a terrorist. Apparently, one of those signs is the fact that they would travel to Afghanistan after September of 2001. Just the whole idea that
they're
anybody
keep adding to it too. I mean, it's getting we're going to be we're pretty darn close to being terrorists already. You know, just because we're talking about this.
You know, I actually am a terrorist according to the federal government, Dale. Because and you might be as well. Because
I
anybody
probably
that
am.
Anybody that uses, we talked in detail about this on Saturday night with Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar. But anybody that uses anything besides the U.S. federal government's money, the Federal Reserve note, anybody that uses anything else, so gold and silver, alternative currencies, banana peels, whatever.
Bitcoins,
yeah. Anybody using anything else at all is a domestic terrorist. Because by doing that, by using something besides the Federal Reserve note, you are undermining the legitimacy of the federal government. You're undermining the legitimacy of the federal government's monetary system. You're undermining the economy. This is all according to the feds. And you're a domestic terrorist.
Well, it's a healthy thing to undermine their legitimacy. So
yeah.
I'm saying it right here on the air. That's
exactly
a healthy thing.
So, and by the way,
I think their legitimacy is a bad thing right now.
I totally agree with you. But just saying, they're going to think you're a domestic terrorist.
Yep.
Taking that that perspective.
I'm going to go say hi to those guys in Guantanamo soon, sure.
You might. We very well. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of whether or not they want to round us up, really, is all it is. And if they want to come get us, they know where to find us.
It just takes a certain amount of effort to groom the American people to be more accepting of it. You know, it's just, you get people sort of used to an idea and they get comfortable with that. Then you can expand a little bit, get them used to that and expand a little bit and so forth.
By the way, I was incorrect before. Thanks to SciFaze, one of my producers here, the ISI, I was calling it the Israeli Intelligence Service, actually the Main Pakistani Intelligence Service, the Inter-Services Intelligence Directorate. They're talking about here in this piece how just being an association, in association with this intelligence service, is a threat indicator. You could be a terrorist. The fact that you had a certain Casio watch, a certain model of Casio watch, was an indicator that you could be a terrorist. And so there's more here from The Guardian. The range of those still held captive, by the way, there are over 170 people that are still there, include detainees who've been admittedly tortured so bad that they can never be successfully tried. One of those officially admitted to have been so maltreated that it amounted to torture is prisoner number 63, Maad al-Qahtani. He was captured more than 9 years ago. Can you imagine sitting in a jail cell And on top of that, being tortured as though being in a cold jail facility isn't torture enough as
exactly.
It is.
It already is torture.
But to be tortured on top of that, to be subject to this indignance for 9 years of your life, it's hard to even fathom that. And not even have a chance at being able to speak publicly. Not even have a chance at being able to be seen at a trial. Not even a joke trial. Not even a kangaroo court. These guys got none of that. So back to Ahmad al-Qahtani's story. He was captured more than 9 years ago, fleeing from the site of Osama bin Laden's last stand in the mountain caves of Tora Bora in 2001. The report says Qahtani, allegedly one of the Dirty 30, who are bin Laden's bodyguards, must not be released. High risk, as he is likely to pose a threat to the U.S., its interests, and allies, according to the report's military authors. They admit his admissions were obtained by what they call harsh interrogation techniques in the early stages of detention. But otherwise, the files make little mention of the widely condemned techniques that were employed to obtain intelligence and confessions from detainees, such as waterboarding, sleep deprivation, and prolonged exposure to cold and loud music. The files also detail how many innocents or marginal figures swept up by the Guantanamo dragnet because U.S. forces thought they might be of some intelligence value. One man was transferred to the facility because he was a mullah who led prayers at a Manu Mosque in the Kandahar province. Apparently that's good enough reason. Just, you know, be a religious leader.
That literally is just being a Muslim. All right, you're a Muslim, so we're going to put you in Guantanamo.
Afghanistan, which placed him in a position to have special knowledge of the Taliban, according to the reports. U.S. authorities eventually released him after more than a year's captivity, deciding that, after all, he had no intelligence value. Another prisoner, do you think they cut him a check on the way out the door? Another prisoner was shipped to the base because of his general knowledge of activities in the area of Khoust and Kabul, based as a result of his frequent travels through the region as a taxi driver. So, because you're in the area, you may have some information that will be of use. We don't actually think you're a terrorist, but because we think that you might know something, we're going to take you and put you in Guantanamo Bay while we interrogate you. But that's what we're talking about here. Just because we want you. There doesn't have to be any reason.
Now,
why would there be? They have no accountability.
Now, some of these have been released.
Many of these folks have been released, yes.
Okay, so the list you're giving me, many of them have been released. So this is essentially admitting, we didn't really have nothing on them.
Yeah, that's right.
We had to let them go.
They've let go hundreds of people from this facility. The majority of the people.
After keeping them for years.
That's right. The majority of these people have been let go. This taxi driver. It's just so crazy. I mean, they have no accountability, so they don't care, even if all this information comes out.
This is what gets me, is that this is not devastating, breaking news across the globe.
Well, I mean, it is obviously at the top of the Drudge Report, isn't it?
Well, but that's... Why isn't it... But why aren't, like...
No, it's not. Ron Paul's at the top of the Drudge Report.
I'm wondering why there aren't newscasters just... Well, you know, but then again, I'm not watching it, so I don't watch the mainstream news. I wonder...
Neither do I.
Are newscasters freaking out about this?
Are
pundits saying, oh, my God, what in the world has happened to this country? In the mainstream media, are they... What's it going to take? What will it take for them to actually be shocked at what our government does?
That's a good question.
I wonder. If this doesn't do it, what could it possibly take?
I think I saw this on Facebook.
What will raise
actually.
An eyebrow for these people?
Yeah, I think I saw somebody posting this on Facebook. That's how I found it.
Yeah.
I'm looking here at Drudge. I don't see it there. And usually Drudge is pretty good at following this. It's probably on the page somewhere. I just haven't looked detailed way here. That's a good question. Maybe you've been paying attention. You can answer Dale's question. How is the mainstream media in the United States treating this?
I guarantee you that this will, historically, people will look back on this and go, what in the heck were people thinking back then? In the same way that we look back at the Japanese detention camps and the detention camps of Japanese people, and things like that. We look back at that historically and go, oh my God, look how horrible we were. Now, we're so much better now, right? Look how much better we are now. We're so much more civilized. But I guarantee history will look on this with shame.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's a huge scandal. But what's going to change as a result of it? It's not like you're going to stop paying taxes, right? 1-800-259-9231. Or maybe you will. Maybe this will be the issue that pushes you over the edge. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com joining you this evening. It's Ian.
And Dale.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your phone calls about anything you want. Also, giving you a little more information about the Guantanamo scandal that should be being talked about everywhere, but probably isn't. Or if it is being talked about, maybe being spun in certain ways. I mean, I can only imagine how the Conservaclone talk show hosts would be approaching this. I have no idea how, because I don't listen to any of them, but I can only imagine. I'm sure they're doing something to defend the Guantanamo thing, which must feel awkward for them, being that Obama didn't shut down Guantanamo Bay. So, effectively, they are defending Obama as well.
That's what I'm wondering. They're in a weird position, because it was started by Bush, and they were defensive of it when Bush was there. And there's this obvious tendency to be apologetic for your side. You know, this is a game. People take sides. People are apologetic for their side of things. And now that Obama's in charge, I wonder if that changes things at all. I don't know.
You can tell us at 800-259-9231. Also invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are free. Those other conservative talk show hosts and the progressive talk show hosts, a lot of them charge you. We're neither. Just want to make that clear. But a lot of them charge you for their websites, and we don't. So you can go and enjoy the features there for free. Like the webcam, you can watch and listen and interact, because the chat room is built into the same page. So go and do those things for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. MemoryDealers.com includes SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. That are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, that's memorydealers.com. So your thoughts are certainly welcome on the Guantanamo Bay scandal with over 700 secret documents, not so secret anymore, thanks to WikiLeaks, coming out revealing all kinds of information about the specifications as to why certain people were being held in Guantanamo Bay. In fact, pretty much one file for every prisoner they've ever had there. And they're revealing all kinds of information. Like, one guy was in because he was a taxi driver in an area in which they wanted to learn about. So they just swooped him off the streets and took him over to Guantanamo Bay and held him in a torture chamber. treating people like they're not human beings.
They're just tools to them.
Right. If you think what they're doing to Bradley Manning is bad, and it is.
It is.
What they're doing to him is awful. If you think what they're doing to him is bad, it's much worse what they're doing to these people in Guantanamo Bay. And 170 of them plus are still there. So hundreds have been released over the years, many of them after they've been held in a prison cell, you know, under cold and scary and inhumane conditions for at least a year, if not more than a year. One guy's been in there for 9 years of his life. Almost an entire decade spent behind bars with no semblance of any kind of due process, any kind of rights. Let's continue, though, with the story here from The Guardian in the UK. So the files also reveal that an Al Jazeera journalist was held at Guantanamo for 6 years. Why? Well, they wanted to learn about the Arabic News Network. Couldn't just open up the Wikipedia page about the Al Jazeera English. They wanted to actually find out more by interrogating one of their employees for 6 years. His dossier states that one of the reasons was to provide information on the Al Jazeera News Network's training program, telecommunications equipment, and news gathering operations in Chechnya, Kosovo, and Afghanistan, including the network's acquisition of a video of Osama bin Laden and a subsequent interview with Osama bin Laden. The Guantanamo files are among hundreds of thousands of documents. U.S. soldier Bradley Manning is accused of having turned over to the WikiLeaks website more than a year ago. They were obtained by the New York Times and shared with The Guardian and National Public Radio, which is publishing extracts having redacted information which might identify informants. A Pentagon spokesbureaucrat said, "Naturally, we would prefer that no legitimately classified information be released to the public domain, as by definition it can be expected to cause damage to U.S. national security." The situation with the Guantanamo detention facility is exceptionally complex. You little people, you can't understand what we're up to. We're the government. We're here to keep you safe, and it's very complicated.
You just have to trust us.
Right.
What reason have we given you not to trust us,
We cannot explain our actions. It's too complicated. Shh. Don't ask any questions. And releasing any records any further will complicate ongoing actions, he said. Later, U.S. officials called the publication of Guantanamo files unfortunate. saying they had been obtained illegally by WikiLeaks. The Pentagon's press secretary said that these documents contained classified information about current and former GTMO detainees, and we strongly condemn the leaking of this sensitive information. Well, condemn all you want. It's out there. It's happening. The news is there. And again, there's 700-plus files here. There's only so much information that we can give you in, you know, an hour's reporting on this program. Presumably, you can go to WikiLeaks and link through to dig through these yourself. I'm not sure if they're actually linking them directly to folks or if they're just simply distributing them through the news media networks at this point. But presumably, we'll begin seeing more because this news is fresh as of today. This report was written today. So only just recently have these different news organizations gotten their hands on these files and gotten the chance to kind of parse through them. So who knows what else?
Let's hope some common sense comes out of this. Let's hope an eyebrow or two raises finally. I don't know, though.
It's
hard to have any hope for that.
It really
is. I don't
know
what it would take for people to... I mean, anything that
either.
Our government does is just... It must be okay to some of these people.
What
just,
will it take? That is a great question. What will it take to push you over the edge? Not to violence, but over the edge to supporting it.
To care and to speak out and to at least withdraw your moral support for it.
Please.
I mean, I'd love to see some people in public, you know, who are publicly well-known come up and speak out and say, this is outrageous. Just say something.
1-800-259-9231. If you want to say something, you are certainly welcome to do so. The government bureaucrat said that the Guantanamo Task Force, the review task force, established in January of 2009, considered the leaked files during its review of the detainee information. The assessments of the Guantanamo Task Force have not been compromised to WikiLeaks. Thus, any given DAB illegally obtained and released by WikiLeaks may or may not represent the current view of a given detainee, he added. So, everything's okay, according to the U.S. government. Don't ask any questions. We've got 172 people here, and darn it, we are holding them for good reasons, and we will hold them until we're darn well good and ready to let them go. Even though the files show that many of these people cannot be let go. That for whatever reason, they've been tortured so much, or they they have nowhere to return to. Like, if you let these Chinese folks go, they'll probably be executed or something like that when they return back to China. So they've got a real situation on their hands. And unless they're willing to do something to make things as right as possible with these folks, they probably will create terrorists by this whole Guantanamo situation. I mean, you sat in a prison cell for, I don't know, 10 years and were tortured to horrific experiences. I mean, that might send you over the edge and it might turn you towards violence.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right, but it's likely. 800-259-9231. You can share your thoughts and bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. You take control.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Don't forget, Dale is the host of his own talk radio program. It's called Prometheus Unchained, and you can grab it when their podcast is working correctly, over at flamingfreedom.com. You discover
this. To bring that up. You know, we're fixing it.
You are fixing it, but it's important to let people know when something's wrong, and there was a little problem with the Flaming Freedom podcast.
And thank you to the listener that brought it to our attention. We found the problem within 5 minutes. We didn't even know it was a problem until someone brought it to our attention.
You know, if it weren't for the listeners, that would have happened to me a bunch of times,
yeah,
where I just screwed something up or was too tired when I did the archives.
Exactly. It's one of these things where, like, we're adjusting the feed for iTunes, mm-hmm, and there was like an error that happened one time that got copied and pasted every,
yep,
show after that. So if you find a problem, FTL listeners, Prometheus Unchained listeners, let us know. We want to know about it. We may not even know it's a problem.
Absolutely. So go to flamingfreedom.com to get more of Dale and his show, which is a weekly thing. So enjoy that over at flamingfreedom.com. Silver, gold, it is... Well, a real good way, in my opinion, and I'm not an investment advisor, but a real good way, in my opinion, to kind of shore up the money that you've earned in life, the value that you've created, and to protect it from the nastiest tax in the world, which is inflation. For those of you that don't know, inflation is not an increase in prices, it's an increase in the money supply. And when the government increases the money supply, that means there are more dollars chasing the same amount of goods, and so therefore the price of those goods rises. And that's why you see that the price of goods tend to rise when you're dealing with an inflationary situation.
There are other factors that can complicate things to cause some goods to rise more than others or not to rise as much as others.
Well, market efficiency can make it so the prices still go down despite inflation.
Certain products can go down. Electronics are still like going down dramatically.
Exactly.
And they use those things, the fact that certain things are dropping dramatically, like electronics and stuff, to tweak the inflation index. The
in a favorable way toward the government.
Oh, absolutely. In a favorable way to make inflation look like it's not as bad by saying, electronics have gotten cheaper. But meanwhile, you can't eat electronics. Clothe yourself with electronics or fuel your car, which transports all the products around us with electronics and things like that.
So if you want to get your hands on some gold and or silver, you may do so at silver.freetalklive.com. And there are some really easy choices there. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, which is the company that is behind the syndication of this program. So when you're buying through silver.freetalklive.com, you're supporting Midas, which by proxy supports Free Talk Live, and also you directly support Free Talk Live because we do get a small portion of the sale. So silver.freetalklive.com, you've got access to all kinds of different choices there, everything from 0.999 fine silver 1 ounce pieces to the so-called junk silver, the 90% silver, which is also there as well.
It's nice to kind of mix it up and get some of that as well, because those are nice small pieces that are really handy. If you actually want to use silver as a currency, which is a great idea, those are nice small pieces to help with that.
Yeah, and that'll be it'll be really useful to have smaller pieces, especially if and when the value of silver continues to skyrocket. I mean, we've seen, look at it right now, it's like 46 bucks.
I know, it's
bucks,
like a dime that's like 90% silver or 70% silver, somewhat, depending on the year it was done. That it was minted, something like that, you know, whereas in the past it may have been worth like a buck. It's getting up into, you know, $5.
It's getting there. It's getting there,
getting
absolutely.
Crazy.
So go to silver.freetalklive.com to do that. Now, you had something that you wanted to discuss tonight, which kind of ties into sort of the whole Guantanamo Bay situation in that, well, it's not quite as bad as what the Nazis did, back in the late 30s and the 40s, but...
Yeah, the whole putting people in camps thing. I mean, this is what gets me is, you know, we're getting to the point now where we have these immigration stops. We have these stops where we just interrogate people. We ask them for their ID.
You mean the federal government?
Yeah, there I go again. It's a very bad habit.
I am not interrogating anyone.
I need to be broken of that habit of saying we. I certainly have never pulled anyone over and asked them for their ID.
Nor would you.
So people are being pulled over and asked for their ID, their papers. And my thought is, something that you hear a lot, if you're having a conversation with someone and you make a comparison, say, listen, something that the government is doing, maybe a local government, the United States government, it's something they're doing, and you compare them to Nazis, you know, on the one hand, we say you should, if we fail to remember our past, we're doomed to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean the human race is past, obviously.
Yes. It's appropriate to use we in that case.
Yes. But then you have other people say if you ever bring up Nazis, then the conversation's over. You've jumped the shark.
It's, what is it, Godwin's Law? Is that what it's called?
That sounds right.
Yeah, the internet.
You've jumped the shark. As soon as you bring up Nazis, you've jumped the shark. No one can ever be as bad as the Nazis were or something. And I'm like, my thought is, though, like, how much exactly like the Nazis does some action have to be before it's relevant to bring it up and say, look at the historical context. This was a police state, big time intrusion into people's privacy. Look how horrible it was. Look at what it led to. Look at how bad it got, you know, once it started going in this direction. How much exactly like that does it have to be before it's appropriate to compare it? I hate that law. Whole law that you're not allowed to bring up the Nazis.
Well, to be clear, I just looked up Godwin's Law here on Wikipedia. Apparently, the actual law is, as an online discussion grows longer, the probability of a comparison involving Nazis or Hitler approaches. So that doesn't say that it means that you've lost the argument, but that is a common thing that you'll hear is that, oh, you brought up Nazis, argument closed, or discussion over. You know, you clearly have no case.
Right.
And it's being brought up because it's relevant in many cases. It's absolutely
relevant. Especially when you look at, the Guantanamo Bay, when you look at the people being stopped, who are totally innocent, just being stopped and asked to prove that they are, to show papers and show that they have a right to even be traveling around or to exist. I mean, this is flat out straight out of the stuff that we always that we talked about. You know, this is a horror story that's been in the media for decades. The whole papers please, you know,
yep.
Show your papers. It's such a theme of a police state, and we do it here now, but people don't, you know,
they do it.
Yeah, sorry. And so when you
hear, asked me to start grading,
I know. when you hear about it happening, you know, but people turn the other way. It's like, oh, but this, you got to get those immigrants. You know, we got to stop the immigrants.
Is this that wide? I mean, is it that widely used that people will just throw up their hands and say, oh, Nazi reference? We're not talking about this anymore. Does it really happen a lot, or is it
it's
just?
It's a way to be dismissive of an argument.
Yeah.
It is a way to be dismissive of it. Oh, you're bringing up now. You're just getting ridiculous now. Really?
You know,
really? How much?
Yeah, I think it does happen fairly often. Now that I think a little further about it, because when we talk about the issue of, and we've talked about it a number of times in the past in this program, we talk about the issue of people just being so obedient and doing whatever it is that they're told, and, you know, we bring up that these things have happened before, and you look at the situation with, like, people performing civil disobedience, and, let's see where I was going with this. Like, the slaves back in the 1800s in America, you bring up analogies to what's happening today, and you analogize back to what happened then, or even with, like, Rosa Parks to support civil disobedience, and people will say, well, that's not now. You can't bring that up anymore, because that's not happening anymore. To the question of, like, would you, if you were in Nazi Germany and somebody wanted to hide some Jews, would you, you know, assist, or would you snitch them out? You know, what would you do as a law-abiding citizen? What's the right thing to do in those cases? And people won't answer the question.
Analogous. The whole point of an analogy, and you're right, this is another case where they try to be dismissive of it. Oh, well, it's ridiculous to compare that to this much more reasonable law.
Right. You know? Now you must obey the law, whatever it says, because we don't have laws like that anymore, according to them.
But the whole point of an analogy is to create a comparison and say, look, and the point of it, what you're getting down to it, the point of this is to say and to demonstrate that, look, just because it's the law doesn't mean it's right. And that continues to hold to be true. It's the principle you're trying to get at. And
yeah.
Then they want to be dismissive of that as well.
Right. Well, it requires critical thinking. And they don't want to have to do that. And it also might require them to look at their belief system in a critical way and possibly self-critique. And they certainly don't want to do that, because then they might have to admit they're wrong. And then you come into another situation. We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tagler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tagler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tagler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tagler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Once again, 800-259-9231 and, of course, freetalklive.com. It has stuff like our webcam and the live streams and more. If you like the fact that we give you those things on the house, then you can voluntarily support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find handy links there to Amazon. You click in through one of those links, it'll take you to Amazon for your country, whatever the appropriate country is for you. And then whatever you buy at that point, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. It's the same great Amazon with the same great deals that you're used to. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of different products, even used items in dozens of categories. You can just get your shopping done through our link at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You can feel good because you're getting the same great Amazon deals you're used to and Free Talk Live benefits by Amazon, sending them a portion of their profits. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Tony is listening in Missouri. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
How you guys doing this evening?
Hey, just great, Tony. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment on Dale's comment. Yeah, he said, you know, if we don't know our history, it's doomed to repeat itself. And I just wanted to say, I think even if we know our history, we're doomed to repeat itself in this aspect that, you know, correct me if I'm, you know, where I'm wrong, but the Jews back in, you know, World War II era, didn't they know that they were basically going to be rounded up and put into a concentration camp?
Oh, you brought up Nazis. You can't be talking about those things.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Already.
No, they didn't. They had no idea they were going to be put into a concentration camp. Not in the beginning.
I thought for a while, or like for a little bit, there was like warnings, and a lot of the Jewish people did end up fleeing Germany. But the one
there was an organization called the White Rose. This is a fairly not that well known little story in history
that I kind of
gleaned some of, and I'd actually like to learn more about it. I am actually speaking somewhat from a position of ignorance.
I saw the movie.
Well, and they were some of the first ones to realize what was going on and try to get the word out. And of course, they were some of the first ones to be attacked.
Put to death.
They were, yeah, exactly. And they were, you know, it was, you know, They were absolutely right. History proved them right. And if you look back on it now, they would be the ones that everyone is saying, oh, you know, why are you being so ridiculous? You know, I mean, this is our government needs to do this because it's what, you know, it's necessary for our safety and blah, blah, blah. But you know, we're not going to learn from that.
White Rose was,
I guarantee you that.
White Rose was like the WikiLeaks of 1939 or whenever it was.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they saw what was going down and they had the foresight. These are the people that had the foresight, and they were trying to alert people to it. They were trying to get some eyebrows raised about the bad crap that was going down, and the eyebrows weren't getting raised. It wasn't until much later that people look back on it historically and go, wow, they were correct. They were completely right, and they were put to death very early on.
But, Tony, I think you're right in your assessment that if people, even if they know what history is, even if they know history, they still are doomed to repeat it unless they choose to do something, right? Because we know all of the things that, or a lot of us know, some of the horrifying things that governments have done over the years, and we know that right now the government, the U.S. government, is doing horrible things, and we can see that history is repeating itself. And the ultimate question is, what will you do about it? Because it's great to know history. It's great to understand what has happened in the past. But if you don't apply your knowledge in some sort of way that will create a better future.
Might as well not even have the knowledge.
Right. Well, then you can just bemoan the fact that it's happening. Oh, woe is us. You know, we're repeating history again. And I guess I'll just pay my taxes. I'm so upset about this Guantanamo situation that I'm going to file my taxes this year. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to obey some more regulations. Because I understand what the history is.
And hand your ID over nicely when the policeman pulls you over because you're for a border control check. Just go ahead and hand your ID over. Don't assert your rights. Don't say that there's something badly wrong happening. You know, whatever it is.
Just let the TSA, you know, put their hands down your pants and don't do anything. Just don't question it. This is how it's got to be. If you want to fly on this airplane, you better be sexually molested first.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you see something, say something. This is the big campaign from the federal government. Mm-hmm. If they're doing it at Walmart.
No, that's not like the Nazis.
Right.
Hello? Someone's going to be dismissive of me because I compared that to the Nazis. How much like the Nazis does it have to be before it's okay for me to show that?
Exactly. Well, thank you guys for your time tonight.
Thank you for your thoughts.
Later.
I appreciate the observations at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, it's different this time, Dale. Oh, sure. Let me try to take their position. I understand what you're saying, that it does seem to have some similarities to the Nazi situation. But this time, it's different. This time, it's America. We're under attack.
Yeah, exactly. What reason has America given anyone to not trust them? I mean, wait, the WikiLeaks that's coming out now that shows they've locked innocent people up for years and years in Guantanamo Bay and tortured them.
Well,
no?
You've got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. I mean, we're talking about terrorism here, Dale. We need to keep people safe. We can't just have people like you around questioning things. Now, if you keep questioning things, we've got a camp that's specially made just for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, how far away are we from that anyway, we collectively in this country?
Well, considering how we are pretty much, like you said, just by speaking the way we have and suggesting alternative currencies and suggesting that maybe the American government isn't so legitimate, we're now terrorists. And then if we get categorized that way, then we're a step away from the camps.
Bernard von Nothaus is looking at 25 years in prison. He's yet to be sentenced. He's been found guilty.
Right.
By a group of his so-called peers for making an alternative currency, which is not supposed to even be close to looking like the Federal Reserve note. He's going to go to jail for that. How long is another question. Bradley Manning is in jail. Bradley Manning hasn't even been found guilty. He's been being punished. Bernard von Nothaus's associate, Kevin Innes, has been in jail awaiting trial.
This is another running theme of people being in jail for long. You know, the whole notion of having access to a speedy trial discarded as for all practical purposes these days, and people are in jail for long periods of time and being punished, being arrested, being punished purposefully before they've had a trial and before they've actually been proven guilty. This is happening. This is running rampant all over the country. It seems like
there's plenty of outrage about Bradley Manning. Thank goodness. There should be. There should be more outrage about that. But don't look at the Bradley Manning situation and think, oh, that can't happen to me. Oh, it's just one person. Because that's the camel's nose under the tent, so to speak. That's an example. We may not know about other people they have that they're holding. They may not have made a splash like Bradley Manning
did. More
did.
And more they're cut off from public so much that you mm-hmm. can't really get – you can't try to – there's this sense of cutting them completely off so you can't feel empathy for them. I mean, thank God there's some word getting out, but not by any – not from any help from them, the mm-hmm. people that are putting him in there. There was some words getting out as to how horrible his treatment is and how horrible it is that the – you know – but that not they're not they're doing their best to cut these people off from the world so that people can't like get a sense of empathy for them. Those are those bad people. Don't worry, we're locking them away for you.
That's
you don't
right.
have to think about them. Just put them out of your mind.
We're protecting you know. America. You don't need to be thinking about that stuff. This is you need to be safe, right? Just go along yeah. to get along. Do whatever we say. We'll take care of you. 1-800-259-9231. Shh. It's all right if we've taken your grandma and locked her up. Who cares? She was an enemy combatant. Why? Because we said so. I mean, you can't laugh at it. It's not funny. It's not like
sorry,
I'm not joking.
Because we said so is pretty pathetic. If you look at these cases that are being WikiLeaked right now,
700 people. Plus.
Yeah, 700 people. A lot of people having been released, and now we know that they were held there as innocent people who had no business being there for years. They were tortured. They were treated like crap for years and years.
They'd be lucky if they got a plane ticket to get out.
And then we're supposed to accept, because we said so, we're supposed to say, well, obviously you're trying to protect us, so we should just trust you? Really?
Well, that's what they've been telling us all along. They're here to protect us. I mean, you believe them, haven't you? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's what Obama has said. That's what George Bush has said, and likely the presidents before him. It's my job as president to protect the American people. Really? Protect me from what exactly? The U.S. federal government is the biggest threat to American freedom and freedom around the world. If your freedom is in jeopardy, it's not because of somebody hiding in a cave in Afghanistan.
How long are they going to be able to milk 9/11?
I don't know,
do
man.
Whatever the hell they want to do.
It's going to be this is the 10-year anniversary coming up this year, so I'm sure there'll be all kinds of maudlin, excessively sentimental nonsense being bandied about regarding 9/11 this year. It's
whatever.
2011 now. It's
yeah.
been 10 years. 1-800-259-9231. Who knows what kind of awful ideas they'll put forth in another 6 months. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves for 5 months. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.